朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们再翻回以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
15节到23节。
Verses 15 through 23.
我已经连续用这一段经文讲了两次主日崇拜。
I have spoken on these verses for two times already.
我个人有很大的受益。
And myself have benefited greatly from these.
特别是我们本教会在建造物质的建堂的这一年里面。
Especially in this very special year, it is a year of building a physical church.
让我们思想属灵教会的建造，这是我个人的一个很深的负担。
It give us the opportunity to speak about a spiritual build-up.
这一段我们慢慢慢慢比较熟悉的经文，是保罗为当时小亚细亚教会祷告的一段祷告的祷告文。
As we grow to become more familiar with these passages were taken from Paul as his prayer to churches in Asia Minor.
但是我们看见从保罗的祷告，我们也看见上帝对地上教会的心意是什么。
From this prayer, we also see what is God's will, for the churches that He established.
这个祷告分成主要的两个部分。
And this prayer is divided into two major themes.
在十七节和十八节，在这段圣经里面都提到使你们知道。
In both verses 17 and 18, has mentioned to make you to know Him.
十七节使你们真知道他。
And verse 17 says to know him truly.
对保罗来说，他希望这个教会能够更丰富的或者更深的认识神的丰富。
Because in here, Paul wanted the church to know the riches of God in a more profound way.
十八节使你们知道一连三件事情。
And in verse 18, and want you to know three things in sequence.
知道恩召，知道基业，知道能力。
They are the callings, the inheritance, and the power.
这三件事情让我们看见保罗要提醒教会，不只是让我们认识上帝的丰富，也要认识教会的丰富。
So through these, not only Paul wants us to know the abundance of God himself, but also the riches of the churches that he established.
今天一个基本的问题，对我个人来说是一个认识观的问题。
The fundamental question to me is the question of how well you know.
如果我们能够认识神，认识我们自己，今天的基督教要大大的改观。
If we truly know Him and truly know ourselves, then the church today will be totally different.
听说在胡生桌上有一本《孙子兵法》的书，听说在 Bush 桌上也有一本《孙子兵法》的书。
The famous Chinese a military strategist.That the book appears both on the desk of a Hussein and a Bush.
我们中国人说知己知彼才会百战百胜。
You can only be victorious if you know not only yourself but also your enemies.
当我阅读圣经的时候，我发现我们的策略不同。我们要知神知己，我们就能够百战百胜。
Our strategies as a Christian, we can only be victorious if we can know ourselves.And God's will.
当我们认识神的丰富，认识教会的丰富，今天的基督教要完完全全的改观。
If we know the abundance of God and abundance of churches, then the situation of churches today will be totally different.
所以保罗说，第一，为着你们能够认识上帝的丰富，我迫切的在神面前祷告。
So Paul says here, first, in order for you to know Him truly, I pray earnestly for you.
在英文说 know him better， 我们如果从英文的这个翻译的角度来看，我们可以看见保罗的心意是什么。
From the English version, it's very clear that Paul says to to know him better.
以弗所教会是个相当模范的一个教会。
Indeed, the church in Ephesus is a model church.
保罗说，我听见你们这个教会是信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的一个教会。
I know you represent a church who have faith in the Lord and who have love all the fellow saints.
如果今天有人用这一句话或者这两句话来批评、来这个评论我们这个教会的话
，If people can use these two descriptions to describe our church today.
弟兄姊妹，这是个何等荣耀的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, what a glorious comment that would be.
因为一个信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的教会，实在是一个相当高干的一个教会。
A church that have faith in the Lord and have love among the fellow saints is such a great church.
但是请注意。这个保罗为这样一个教会祷告，说：“但愿你们更多的 know him better。”
But even for a church with such a quality, Paul went on and says, "I want you to know the Lord better."
他要这个好的教会成为更上一层楼、更好的教会。
A good church still have rooms to become even better.
因为我们所信的神是个丰富的神。
Because the God that we trust, the God we believe.Is a God of abundance.
中文翻译是说真知道他。
In the Chinese word, it says to know him truly.
所以换句话说，有一些人是假知道他的。
Therefore, it implies that someone don't really know him truly.
如果从中文的圣经、中文的翻译来看呢，保罗好像在这里提醒我们，教会里面有一些所谓的挂名的 nominal Christian 基督徒。
Perhaps and implies here in our church.They are those so-called nominal Christians.
我最近看一本书，是讲到全世界很多名人有关的一些笑话和幽默的事情。
I came across a book recently and describing the stories of some famous people.
有一篇文章是讲到 Charlie Chaplin， 那卓别林。
A story about Charlie Chaplin himself.
那么有一次他去参加一个模仿卓别林的一个竞赛。
Once he went into a competition for those Chaplin look-alike.
他用假名去参加。
So he filed application with a false identity.
所以人家不知道站在台上这二十个留一点小胡子两个脚往外戴一个帽子然后拿一个手杖的哪一个是真的是假的他们以为都是一些假货。
Because he didn't really show his true identity, so people didn't really know this person is the true Charlie Chaplin.
比赛的结果真正的卓别林得到第三名。
The result of a contest, the true chaplain was named the number three.
他说他一生最大的笑话就是这一件事情。
He says the biggest joke of his lifetime is this one.
我看到这个笑话的时候，我里面有很深的感慨。
As they came across to this joke, and it deeply moved me.
真的卓别林在表演他自己的时候，竟然只得到第三名。
A true chaplain is modeling himself, he can only be named as number three.
所以让我们看见一件事情，今天是有许多挂名的基督徒在教会的里面。
This tells me, indeed, today in churches there are many nominal Christians.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们在座的每一个人，你们要真知道他。
So Paul wants us to know our Lord truly.
这是我们在第一次讲。
This is what we talked about in the first sermon.
然后我们讲到第二个祷告。
And then we talked about the second part of the prayer.
这个祷告提到三件事情。
And this part, it mentioned three things.
十八节讲到两样，恩召和基业。
In verse 18, it talked about the calling and talked about the inheritance.
就是我们上一个礼拜讲。
This is what we talked about a week ago.
到十九节提到第三件事情，讲到能力。
And in verse 18, it talked about the third thing, and it's the power.
恩召是有关基督徒的过去。
The calling has to do with your past.
讲到信仰的入门和起步。
It talked about how you started to become a Christian.
基业 inheritance 是讲到基督徒的未来。
The inheritance talk about the Christian's future.
是讲到信仰的目标和报上。
Talk about the goal. Talk about your expected reward.
所以一样东西是讲到过去，另外一样东西是讲到未来。
So first thing talked about your past, and second talk about your future.
当保罗提到能力的时候，这个能力却跟我们现在有关系。
The power, as Paul mentioned about the power, it has to do with you today.
一个是信仰的入门和起步。
One talked about how do you become a Christian.
一个是信仰的目标和报上。
And then talked about the goal you want to reach.
另外一个是讲到信仰的过程和经历。
And the third thing is talked about the experience and the process of your faith.
我们上个礼拜讲了恩召和基业，今天早上我盼望跟弟兄姊妹一起来想能力这个题目。
And this morning we're going to continue on to talk about the third point, the power.
大前天晚上我有机会向一对还没有信主的一对夫妇传福音。
Two nights ago, I had opportunity to share gospel.With an non-believing couple.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道一件事，如果你看见有一对非基督徒的夫妇同时接受主的时候，那是何等美丽的一个画面。
And it was such a wonderful thing when you see two, both of them were non-believing, but they turned to Christ in the same time.
当我跟他们最后一起做接受主的祷告的时候
，As I pray with them all together.
当我说我祷告一句，你跟着我祷告一句的时候
，As I said, follow me.With those prayers,
当我说主啊，我是个罪人，而听见他们流泪哭泣的时候
，When I said, Lord, I'm a sinner, and then they wept and they cried.
我知道他们是真正的打开心门接受了耶稣基督。
So I know they have truly opened their heart to accept the Lord.
那天我们提到宗教的特性
，The day there we talked about the characteristics of religion.
那么很自然，我们一讲到宗教，我们说宗教是劝人为善。
As soon as we talked about religion, we say that religion is meant to advise people to do what is good.
但是对我个人来讲，我从来不相信基督教是劝人为善。
But to myself, I have never regard Christianity as a religion to advise people to do good.
各位不要误会我的意思，我并不是说基督教是劝人为恶。
I have never said that the Christianity is to advise you to do evil either.
但是这是个非常重要的观念。
But this is a very important concept.
请弟兄姊妹记得这件事情。
Please remember this.
基督教不是劝人为善。
The Christianity does not advise you to do what is good.
基督教是给人为善的能力。
Instead, the Christianity is give you the power.To do what is good.
今天世界上的问题不是不明白善恶的分别。
The problem here on earth today is not that you do not understand what is good, what is evil.
今天世界的问题，从绝对的角度来说，是一个能源的问题。
The problem here on earth today really comes to whether you have the power to do what is right or wrong.
这是一个 energy crisis 的一个时代。
This is indeed a power or an energy crisis.
我们从小受教育，我们懂得分辨是非善恶。
From our educational background, we know how to tell from what is right, and what is wrong.
但是基督教却告诉我们，不是。更深的让你在是非对对错的事上去深造，不是的，而是要把为善的能力赏赐给你我。
Christianity did not emphasize how do you tell what is right and what is wrong, but rather gives you the power to do what is good.
所以保罗在罗马书第七章十八节告诉我们说：“立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。”
Therefore, Paul said in Romans chapter 7 verse 18.For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
在今天我们所读的这段经文，特别在十九节和二十节，保罗又提到这个能力的问题。
Especially in verse 19 and 20, here Paul mentioned about power again.
如果我们去看希腊文原文圣经，保罗用四个同义字讲到能力。
In the Greek version of the Bible, Paul had described.Power was four different words.
第一个在十九节，能力在原文 dunamis 就是变成英文的 dynamite 这个字。
So here in verse 19, this power is directly translated into dynamite.
二十节，运行或者 working 这个字呢，在原文变成英文就是 energy 这个字。
So in verse 20, here it says the working of.Which means the energy.
在二十节讲到大能是一个字，大力又是另外一个字。
And here says the working of is mighty strength, two words, mighty and strength.
所以我们在这里看见保罗用心良苦，用四个希腊文来描写这个能力。
So here we see Paul use four different Greek words to describe the word power.
他这里讲到的能力和罗马书第七章所讲到的能力重点有一点不同。
What he mean here, the power is slightly different from what mentioned in Romans 7.
罗马书第七章，保罗向非信徒谈到能力的问题。
In Romans 7, Paul described the power to non-believers.
以弗所书第一章，保罗是对信徒谈到能力的问题。
But here, Paul was talking about power to Christians.
罗马书第七章，保罗是从个人的角度谈到能源的问题。
And in the Roman chapter 7, Paul talked about from his personal point of view.
那么在以弗所书是从教会的角度来看能源的问题。
In the book of to the Ephesians, he's talking about the power from a church point of view.
因为在以弗所书第一章这里告诉我们说，知道他向我们这信的人。
It says he knows he's talking to us, we all who are the believers.
那个显出的是何等浩大的能力。
It's a great power that is shown to us who believe.
所以我们在这里看见罗马书第七章和以弗所书第一章题目是一个题目，重点却不是一样。
So the emphasis between here and that of Rome are different.
这个在基督身上所运行的大能大力也应该显在我们这些基督徒的身上。
So this power that is working within Christ himself should also manifest on Christians like us.
保罗说显在我们这些信的人的身上，其实就是教会。
So manifest on those who believe, and that indicates church.
那么这个显在教会的能力本来是显在耶稣的身上。
And such a power was originally manifested through Jesus.
所以换句话说，在耶稣的身上有，应该在教会的身上也有同样的见证。
So what Jesus had before should also come through the church.
那么在基督身上是怎么样的一个运行法呢？
How did then it show it manifest through Christ?
保罗在这里提到三方面。
And Paul here mentioned about three aspects.
我在准备这三次的讲道的时候，
As I was preparing for the sermon,
我想到一句成语。
A Chinese proverb came to me.
叫抽丝剥茧。
As you peel the onions, you do it gradually.
是一片一片
layer by layer.
我盼望我们真是能够把这一段好像很深奥的一段经文，能够经过了几次的分享，我们对这段经文不只是了解、欣赏，而且我们能够投入。
Through our gradual studying of these verses, not only we can understand it, we can appreciate it, but we can fully use it.
那么在这个地方，大能大力运行在耶稣身上是三方面。
So this, the manifestation of this great power are in three aspects.
第一个二十节，运行在他身上，使他从死里复活。
The first one is recorded in verse 20, that is, he's raised from death.
注意啊，中文说使他，那么第二个呢是叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Then secondly it says seated him at the right hand in the heavenly room.
然后二十一节就描写他怎么样超越一切。
Then verse 21st is and describe how he's above all.
那么第三件事情是在二十二节。
Then the third thing is in verse 22.
使他为教会做万有之首。
That is to appoint him to be the head over everything for the church.
这是保罗在以弗所书第一次提到教会这个词。
This is the first time the word church is mentioned in Ephesians.
以弗所书是一个非常深入、生动讲到教会的一本书。
And this epistle to Ephesians has a lively descriptions about churches.
所以第一次提到教会，这里有个相当重要的一些这个信息要让我们去查考的。
So the first time when the church is mentioned, it indeed has much messages carried with it.
但今天没有时间讲。
We have to stop here.
所以换句话说呢，我们要讲第四讲才能够讲到第二十一二节跟二十三节。
We will come back to this on the next time.
我们今天先注意这个两件事情，那一个。大能力怎么样运行在耶稣的身上？
I want you to pay attention to how this great power has been working through Jesus.
第一个提到他从死里复活。
First thing mentioned about how he's raised from death.
第二个提到他坐在上帝至大者的右边。
Then he's seated to the right hand of the God in heavenly
realm. 弟兄姊妹，请你注意一件事情。
I want you to notice this.
这里面有两方面是我们要特别在这里跟大家分享。
There are two aspects I want to share with you.
当保罗提到耶稣的能力的时候
，First, when Paul mentioned about the power of the Lord,
请注意哈，他不是提四福音里面的耶稣基督的能力。
He did not mention about those miracles was performed by Jesus in these four gospels.
你不知道我在准备这里看到这里的时候，整个人要跳起来。
As I was prepared the sermon to this point, I jumped up to my seat.
你知道读圣经啊，实在是一个很大的喜乐和满足。
It truly is satisfying. It's a great joy to study the Bible.
我们这个叫圣经教会，而我们不去享受圣经，我觉得是我们很大的损失。
Our name is called Bible Church. If we don't know how to enjoy Bible, it is indeed our loss.
因为当我看到这个地方保罗所讲的，他提到能力，耶稣基督的能力的时候，并没有提到耶稣在地上行神迹、教训人、医病、赶鬼这些能力。
As Paul mentioned about the power of Jesus, he did not mention about all these miraculous signs performed by him through the Gospels.
讲到医病的能力，我把它叫做什么呢？叫做工作或者侍奉的能力。
Preaching, healing are all these powers for carrying out some works.
保罗在这里并没有强调这个工作的能力。
He did not emphasize this kind of power.
今天在这个时代
today in this world,
我们受到这个世界潮流和价值观的影响
as we've been influenced by the sense of values in this world,
我们很现实
and we become very practical.
我们看人数是不是有增加？人数是不是有增加
？We look see if the number of attendance has raised.
我们看我们的工作有没有果效？
And we see if there's any results of our work.
我们福音队出去唱歌，有多少人觉知
？As our gospel team goes out, we want to see how many people have decided.
弟兄姊妹，这是无可厚非的事情。
Indeed, these are the one way of looking at those problems.
当然，我们希望工作有成效。
Of course, we like to see our work is not done in vain.
但是保罗在提到能力的时候
，But here, as Paul mentioned about power,
他没有把这个能力只放在工作或者是效率这一方面。
He did not emphasize only on the work and the efficiencies, for example.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。